I'm Mike.
I'm Isabella.
And this is the Music Radio Creative Podcast, Episode 7. Why are you laughing? Yeah, because I had a slight pause there.
Sorry.
Longer than usual.
No, that's fine. It's the panettone I keep eating. That's what it is.
Yes, actually, for you, dear listener, in case you're not aware, this panettone has lasted now into sort of mid to late February. It's crazy. You got it at Christmas.
But that's fantastic. I want a 10-kilogram cake. How awesome is that? Somebody has to eat it, right?
Where's it all gone? I can't see it on you.
Thanks.
It's lovely, though. It's very nice. It's got candied Sicilian oranges inside it.
But do you know what? I got to the point where I'm just sort of... It's huge, right? I mean, massive, massive. Actually, you can have a look on my Facebook. I have posted a picture of that.
Huge one.
But now it got to the point where I've eaten the top part, so I have just the bottom part. But you can't really quite cut it into lovely slices.
You just
slices.
Have to rip it out now.
So you just have to rip it out. So it's just, it just looks as unpresentable as possible. But anyway, let's get to the point.
You did post that photo a couple of months ago, didn't you, back here? Or 2 or 3 months ago, back in December, didn't you, I think?
I did, yes.
So search for it there. Anyway, this episode is going to cover branding of podcasts. I know it's a favourite topic for you, Isabella.
Oh, yeah.
And should you use the same branding music, so say you have theme music, on your podcast as you use across your other channels?
I think definitely yes. I mean, it's a fantastic way to create recognition, it's almost like, would you ever consider putting a different logo across different platforms? No, you wouldn't. Mm. So why couldn't we treat music in exactly the same way and say, well, you should be consistent so that your brand has consistency and is recognizable on all of your channels?
I hear you on that, Isabella. But then the question that would cross my mind is, why would you need to use music at all on certain mediums? For instance, how are you going to use music on a blog? And in particular, on a YouTube channel, say I have a 30-second piece of intro music for my podcast. I wouldn't want to use the same 30-second piece of music on my YouTube channel. I might decide I don't even want to use the music at all, and I'd like to go for some sound effects and a quick 3-second visual bumper intro videos.
I think you should really genuinely be consistent. Mm-hmm. And there are ways to do that. If the track is 30 seconds long, the likelihood is at some point, maybe towards the beginning or end, those are usually the easy parts to look at, you could maybe find 3-second bit that you could cut out.
No, I hear you, absolutely. And in fact, that's what we've done with this latest season of the Music Radio Creative Podcast. We now come in with a very short 5-second Music Radio Creative Stab, and we end with a 5-second Music Radio Creative Stab. That was originally a 30-second piece of music. So I do see how that's possible. But also, I don't think you should be constrained to simply one piece of music or one way of thinking for each different platform that you're on, because, you know, they're all so very different.
Well, of course they are. That's why when you are branding your podcast in the first place, you should really not only brand a podcast, but think of all of the other platforms you are on and how that music should fit into the overall picture.
So tell us why that's important then, Isabella.
It's branding. It's branding. It's just giving that professional sound. It's, as I say, the great example of that is the visual brand, right? I really love how Pat Flynn brands his blog, Smart Passive Income. Mm. Now, when you look at every single place Pat is present, so be it his social media, be it YouTube channel, blog, just everywhere, his podcast, it's consistent. You will immediately recognize that it is Pat Flynn. And exactly the same principle goes behind music. It's about recognition even, making sure that whoever is listening to you kind of gets that experience. It's adding that extra flavor, you know. It's when you have that amazing dish and there is that secret ingredient.
Yes.
That's what it is, you know. You can't quite put words to it as to say what it does, but it does something that is significant enough not to miss.
Well, I'm trying to think, for instance, in terms of other media that we might consume that might not be quite consistent with this. I mean, think about, for instance, Britain's Got Talent or America's Got Talent. They often have catch-up shows after the event. So they'll have the main show that will have the big branded intro with the, you know, the motion graphics and everything that happens at the start. And then it'll say, well, in the UK it'll say, now switch over to ITV2 for a half hour where we're going to run around the stage and talk to all the winners and find out what they thought about tonight's show. And usually that show will be slightly differently branded. It won't have the big intro, the big, you know, logo across the screen and everything. It'll just come in. It might just start straight away with a bit of, you know, pop music playing in the background instead of that very famous, you know, Britain's Got Talent or X Factor or America's Got Talent intro theme. So,
Because it is a different show, and I think that producers want to make it quite clear. Because if you were to brand it suddenly with the same X Factor jingles and the intro and everything else, how is that different to the intro? It's like they make it clear it's a different content. So it's almost like this is product A and this is product B. You know, if we were to bring that over to podcasting,
yeah.
Okay, so if you have two podcasts,
yes.
for example,
yeah.
right, you know, one about, say, for example, one about social media, another one about content or content marketing,
yeah.
right? You wouldn't want to brand them in the same way because you do want to create some form of distinction between
Quite.
The two, right? Even though it is still part of your overall brand, what you want to make sure you do is that it still fits with the overall brand vision.
Interesting. Okay, so what I hear you saying is if you're doing something that is different or a different type of show, you can brand it slightly differently. But if you're doing the same thing across multiple different platforms...
That's right.
That's where you need to stay consistent with your music. Yeah, I'm still not sure how well music would work on a YouTube channel. This is my concern here.
I don't think YouTube necessarily asks for, like, you know, super long intros. When you watch something, you lose interest very fast. You lose interest literally very, very fast. When, however, you are listening to something, I think you are more inclined to give it a little bit longer.
That's interesting. How about voiceovers then? How about using voiceovers? Should you have the same voiceover on your podcast as you have on your YouTube channel?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely think so. It just introduces nice brand consistency, that's all. I mean, you know, looking at a voice or music, it's really the same. It's one of the same. It's a sound.
So essentially what you're saying is you need to consider every aspect of your brand and what you're going to be doing before you choose the music and the voice to make
That's
sure
right.
that it's going to fit every single platform.
That's it.
And I don't usually think that way. I just think, oh, let's brand this thing, let's do that thing, and then, you know, it's all a mess. So it'd be good to hear what you think, you the listener. Please do get in touch with us on Twitter at imikerussell.
And at Isabella Russell, I-Z-A-B-E-L-A. I am still
yes.
trying to come up with a memorable way to say Isabella so that you know how to spell it.
You will get there. I guarantee you. So podcast.musicradiocreative.com is the website. Stick on /S3E7 to access this episode and leave a comment there. podcast.musicradiocreative.com/S3E7. Music Radio.